This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and today I'm on the phone with Sam from a group called Fight the Pipe.
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm with a group called Fight the Pipe, and we've been fighting a 200-mile-long high-pressure gas pipeline that they're going to build all the way through Wales.
So I understand a lot's been going on with your group in the past week. You've recently been evicted from your camp, and we'll get to that later. But before we do, I'd like you to give our listeners a little more background on your group, what you set out to accomplish, and how long you've been involved with this.
Right, well, there's been people involved in this since last year, local people along the route of where the gas pipeline is going and at the docks in Milford Haven in West Wales. And then more people got involved from all around the UK who had heard about this. And a group of us came together late last year and started doing some direct action around the pipeline area. We squatted a pipe for 10 days and we climbed some machinery and stopped work for a few hours. And then since January of this year, we've had a protest camp in the Brecon Beacons National Park, right along the route of the pipeline, trying to stop National Grid building the pipeline through the national park.
So what are the environmental and safety issues that are at stake here?
Well, from a safety point of view, this is the highest pressure, biggest gas pipeline in the whole of the UK. And in fact, this high pressure using such a big pipeline, which is a 94 bar pressure, and it's a 48 inch pipe, actually hasn't been done near residential properties in mm-hmm. the whole of Europe or the USA.
Uh-huh.
So National Grid have no experience in working on this type of high-pressure, big pipeline. We have only to go by accidents that have happened along these. We have mm-hmm. no other thing to go by, apart from the fact that all over the world, there has been bad accidents mm-hmm. from high-pressure gas pipelines blowing up. Leaks are quite common. The Health and Safety Executive said that there would definitely be a hole within 30 years of the pipe's mm-hmm. life. So from a safety point of view, we just think the risks outweigh
sure, of course.
The good of maybe people getting a bit more gas into their homes. From an environmental point of view, it's going through land that is designated land of a scientific special interest mm-hmm. in the Brecon Beacons National Park, which should be land that shouldn't be touched by anyone or anything. It will take 30 years for the land to recover from the pipe, which is about the pipe's lifespan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In wooded areas in the Brecon Beacons National Park where our protest camp has been,
mm-hmm.
that's an ancient woodland there, and it will take 1,000 years for that to get back to how it was before they destroyed it. And all along the route there's, for instance, badgers and mm-hmm. bats that are protected in this country, otters, all that will have their homes destroyed and be dispersed. And we just don't feel it's necessarily good at all. And
not for just a little more gas. It doesn't make any
no,
sense.
No, that's right. That's right. Because the bottom line is, anyway, why are we building more infrastructure for fossil fuels when we all know that
mm-hmm.
we've got to get away from burning and using fossil
right.
fuels?
Right. Just a bad idea all around. Well, somebody's
yeah.
going to get rich off of it, obviously. That's the
yeah,
that's the
well,
real
yeah.
reason.
It's all about money, obviously,
right.
yes. Yeah. You know, why else would our government say it's okay to build through, especially these such special sites of
mm-hmm.
special interest.
That's just so sad.
Mm.
So how has the media in the UK portrayed your group?
Fairly well most of the time, yes. We haven't had a huge amount of national media
mm-hmm.
coverage at all. It's been very local. But there's a lot of local support because most people along the route of the pipeline weren't told it was happening. So people are very angry about it.
Sure. Of course.
Especially people in parts of Wales where their land is known to have landslips because
mm-hmm.
of all the mining that went on for coal.
Right.
So they weren't told anything about it, and obviously it's even more dangerous somewhere where there's an area prone to landslips.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even allowed mains gas in their homes, and yet they're having a high-pressure gas pipeline being built under their noses.
So you've recently been evicted from your camp, which
yes.
is a tragedy, but will you tell me about that?
Yes, I mean, the camp had been going for 5 months,
mm-hmm.
some people living on there permanently, others just coming at weekends, or if they had odd weeks, maybe off work or something, people could just come down and stay and move off again when they had other things to do. But there was about 20 people that were permanently on site all the time, pretty much. And we built quite a lot of tree houses up in the trees. We dug a tunnel as well, and then up in the trees and in the tunnel, there's concrete posts for people to de-lock themselves onto for when eviction happens. And we just lived out there protecting the land, really. Most of the time, we didn't have any problems with other people or police or anything like that. It was only recently this week when we've been evicted that the trouble starts. But we were right on the very main road as well, and so people were honking their horns in support on the way past. A lot of support for that. So yeah.
So what's next at this point? What can people do to help out?
Well, we are at the moment. Three people have gone to court already. Most people actually only got cautioned when they evicted us on Tuesday and Wednesday. But three people have gone to court. They all had £50 fines each. So we have got a donation system on our website where you can donate via PayPal for anyone that wants to donate some money. And then we're going to regroup and really decide what our next move is, because the pipeline's still being laid. We still want to keep our protest going towards National Grid and the government for what they've allowed to happen, but we're not sure exactly how we're going to direct that action yet.
Okay, well, we'll definitely from our end encourage people to help out. Maybe that's if it's just donating via PayPal or whatever we can do, you know, and hopefully someone will hear this that can provide some kind of assistance. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. And again, we're just really moved by what you guys are doing. And, you know, hopefully in our little way, we can help get the word out there for you.
Yeah, so thanks very much.
Keep fighting that good fight. And
yeah,
just know that even all the way over here in the United States, that you've got somebody rooting for you and your cause.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Yeah, we're really pleased that people are taking notice all around the world. Take a look at our website, which is www.fightthepipe.co.uk, and we update that regularly. You can donate from there and just keep dropping in on us and seeing how we're doing on the via the website if you can't actually get to where we might be.
All right, well, like I said, keep up the good work, and really we'll be sending you lots of positive vibes to put a force field around you, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks.